What is it that you would play as a child, left to your own devices? What did you do to pass the time? What is it that you love to engage in? I had a backyard that had a lot of rocks in it. We had a swimming pool. And just next to our swimming pool was, oh my gosh, thousands and thousands, a huge area of all kinds of different rocks. And I pretended that it was a rock store. And people would come from all over the world. And I would spend hours helping them to find the rock of their dreams. And for so many years, I would tell that story and I would laugh. And I just thought it was funny childhood stuff. But as I've, over the last few years, really reflected on my life and my natural gifts and talents, I recognized that I was playing out my superpower of helping people get in touch with things that are really important to them. I was telling a story recently about how early in my career, I worked with someone who was really naturally funny, and he would connect with audiences so quickly through his natural wit and humor. And so I decided that I wanted to be funny, and I did. I tried really hard. I even hired a comedian to help me be funnier. My goodness, it's just one of many examples of my trying so hard to be something that I'm not, and it backfired. I mean, I once attempted this David Letterman top 10 style intro, and I realized at number 9, I was bombing, and it just continued to get worse. It was so awkward. So I've learned that it actually takes a lot more energy to be what I am not. And I don't think God blesses what I'm not. He blesses who I am and how I was made with my natural gifts and talents. And so the more that I can be those things, that's when connection happens. So here's to you spending some time today, leaders, thinking about what is it that you did as a kid, that unencumbered, free spirit? How would you spend your time? And what insight does that give you about your natural strengths and gifts? Here's what I know for sure. You have natural gifts and strengths. We all do. You are a human being. And that's where connection happens. That's where your influence is. So I want you to be more of those things. Figure out who you are and be more of that. What a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other.